Among those seeing a spike in patients is Denitsa Blagev, pulmonary and critical care physician at Intermountain Medical Center. Common symptoms include chest tightness, chest burning, and shortness of breath.
We're seeing more patients who have symptoms. We're seeing more people come to urgent care, more people come to clinic with complaints, more people call us with complaints. For the people that are really sick and coming to the ICU, the inversion seems to be kind of the final straw in addition to viral illnesses, but certainly the air quality is affecting a lot of people.
Blagev says the people who are most immediately affected by the inversions are those with heart or lung disease. The very elderly and the very young are also affected disproportionately. But she says in the long term, there's evidence that those who do not fall in these sensitive groups may still be affected.
There are good studies now that show that people living in areas of high air pollution are at a higher risk for dying younger, developing a variety of chronic heart and lung disease.
Intermountain doctors say the best way to protect yourself during an inversion is to stay inside and to avoid exercising outdoors. Going to higher elevations, if possible, can help. For those in sensitive groups, take medications as directed and consult your doctor about an action plan during winter inversion conditions. Doctors are also recommending that the community work together to reduce emissions by limiting car usage, log burning, and industrial pollution. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.